Sharona, thank you for staying over. We're going to reset the table for those who didn't see it before we go to this second hour town hall meeting with these distinguished retired men, one of them who was the deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, one of the three men on the ground when they arrested the Unabomber. We have one man, he was in charge of the FBI for the whole state of Alabama. They came to town and filmed 4 one-hour town hall meetings in front of a live audience this past Thursday to warn Americans. Sharona, I'm going to start because we have a lot of people who did not see the last hour. Let's reset the table. Yesterday morning, you were homeschooling your children, and what happened?
Brandon, thank you so much for allowing me the time to get on here. Yeah, thank you for letting me share. And to your audience, I just want to remind you, this is still the United States of America. We still have a constitutional right to speak, to say what we think and what we believe. And essentially what happened yesterday morning, I was schooling my children and there was some pounding on my door. And I kind of thought, I really didn't know what it was. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if it was one of our neighbor kids pounding. And then it hit me that the FBI was at my door and they were pounding profusely, telling me to open the door. My boys were there and I took them into their bedroom. To be honest with you, I was a little not sure what to do. And I took my kids into their bedroom and told them to stay here. And as I went to go to the door to open the door, they had used a battering ram to bust my door down and proceeded to come into the home and take me outside and handcuff me. And while they decided to check my home and for whatever reason they were there, they weren't willing to let me know until they had gone through my home. It was quite an unbelievable situation yesterday morning.
Are you a violent person, Sharona?
No, I am not a violent person. I'm not a criminal.
Do you have a violent or criminal past?
No, I do not. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm very supportive of law enforcement, and I love the law. I defend the Constitution, and what happened yesterday was not something I ever thought I would see in my lifetime as an American citizen, ever.
What is the name of your organization, Sharona?
I run a conservative platform called America's Mom. And it was started to educate parents on legislation that was coming down in Colorado that would adversely impact them or their children. And I was a mom and I didn't know about the bills that were going through. I didn't understand how they were impacting my kids. And once I did, I wanted everyone to know. And I wanted to educate and inform parents and moms. And of course, since then, we've gotten heavily involved in school board races, in congressional races. We've helped a lot of really great, strong constitutional people get elected because we're done. We're tired of what we've been seeing. I love my state. I'm a fourth generation Coloradan, and I don't believe this progressive leftist turn that we've taken here. Most recently, I've been a very vocal advocate for Clerk Tina Peters from Mesa County, who has been defending her people, defending their vote, and is now having to fight for her own life. And after yesterday morning, I guess I'll be fighting for my life now.
So have you, with your organization that has the name Moms in it, has your organization sponsored going to school board meetings to complain about, rightfully so, critical race theory, mask mandates, etc.?
Absolutely. We've been extremely vocal. We've supported incredible candidates around this state. Colorado was able to flip 9 school boards. 9 districts this year. And yeah, we have been very, very vocal. In fact, we were able in my own county, we were able to get one of our leftists to resign. And we also flipped our school board here because we, according to this illegitimate regime that's running this country, people like me are considered domestic terrorists now because we advocate for our own children, we stand up for them, and we don't allow the state or the system or the school to abuse them.
So as I told you last hour in the Mike Lindell's broadcast, the Lindell Report, where you broke this story, I informed you then, and I will tell the new audience that's maybe now just joined us, I believe, and if someone can prove otherwise, I'll be gladly corrected, but I believe, Sharona, and this may not give you a lot of solace with all your family's going through right now, but I believe you're going to go down in history. I believe your story will be a national story by tomorrow morning We are already alerting and have our guys that are journalists that work with us and write for us watching this, recording this, taking notes, and they will be cranking out articles tonight. One of our other people who grabs clips is watching this now. They will grab these clips. They will all be embedded into the article, and we will ask Americans all over this country to distribute your story. I believe you will go down in history as the first mom to have the FBI come after them, just as the Attorney General of the United States said was going to happen when he notified the FBI to start going after moms that have gone to school boards. I think you are the first mom to have this done, because we know the Attorney General told the FBI that these parents were potential domestic terrorists because they were complaining at the school board meetings about critical race theory, about mask mandates, and you're telling me that's exactly what your organization has been doing? But you also, of course, have been talking about election theft, of which this Biden regime told us, if you question that, you're involved in subversion. But I believe, Sharona, you are the first mom who has been targeted and had your door literally busted down while you were homeschooling your kids by the FBI. You want to comment?
Well, here's what I can tell you is I've always been extremely transparent. I've been very available to all law enforcement. I've answered any questions that have been asked of me on my positions and what I believe and what I think and what I participate in. I've always been available. And all of a sudden, there was such an emergency that they had to come and bash my door in, scare my children, manhandle my daughter, and put me in handcuffs is really interesting. I've always made myself available. I've never tried to hide from anyone, run from anything. And so for this emergency to occur now, it is really interesting. I also would add that we do know that our superintendent of our school district did inform the FBI. They did reach out to them and tell them that they were receiving threats from our community members, which was untrue. And at least from our parents that we work with, it was untrue. And I think the timing is really interesting. I am concerned mostly because we don't want people to be silent. We don't want people to feel quenched and shut down because of what happened to me. If anything, we need more people standing up, more people being vocal, because there's only so many people they can go after. And so we've got to come together right now at this time. This is still America. And you still have the freedom and the right to say whatever you want to say, and most certainly to stand up for your own children.
Did you ever believe you would see this day in America, much less happen to your family?
Well, you know, elections have consequences. I believe that firmly, and it's why I have been so vocal about elections, and it's why I've worked so hard for good candidates. They do have consequences. In this case, this illegitimate regime is having serious consequences for all Americans. They have created a culture where people who are going to abuse power will abuse power now because they'll be supported and backed by this legitimate regime. So I never thought in America that a suburban housewife mom would have her door bashed in by the FBI. No.
How are your children tonight?
Oh, my kids are very resilient. And part of schooling them has been to make sure they know the proper role of government, the proper reach of government, the proper role of law enforcement. And, you know, they can't unsee what happened yesterday. And I can't convince them now all of a sudden that the FBI are good guys. They're going to have to work that out. And even myself, I've got to tell you, I had my doubts before, and now I've really got my doubts about this organization and whether it can be trusted or not. Every person is making their own decision. You cannot just say, I was given orders, and go bash someone's door in and traumatize their family or take them away. I read Ordinary Men. I read the story of the police force that carried out the Final Solution. And with tears in their eyes, they turned children around and shot them in the back of the head. They are responsible for what they're doing. And this is the first step. I think you're going to have some amazing people on tonight that are from the FBI.
They're retired, but I do hope you'll watch it, Sharona. I hope you will have your children watch it so that your children and all the children of America who parents or grandparents could put in front of the TV right now would come to see what the FBI used to be, and that these four men with distinguished careers that are retired came forward on Thursday to be filmed in front of a live audience to say this is not the FBI they gave their life to. you will see one gentleman who was on the SWAT team who is bemoaning the things that happened to James O'Keefe and Roger Stone and others, and now you. He actually becomes emotional. He becomes emotional several times through the 4 hours. And when I mentioned that to my friend Terry Turchi, who is the former deputy assistant director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, who helped me put this together, who's sitting to my left during the filming, I mentioned to him on the phone the other day that my heart went out to Brian, who became emotional. He said, actually, Brian's reaction is very typical of men of that generation that served in the FBI, that those men, many of those men, that they would respond and have responded the same way because they gave their best years of their life to the agency. They upheld what they believe was the ultimate code of fidelity, bravery, integrity. They did not want to do anything to bring a blemish onto their oath or the agency or their badge in their personal life, their professional life. And they get emotional when they think about the agency they gave some of them 30 plus years to turning the way it is today. So I hope your kids, if they can't watch it live, will see it replay to know that there are men that retire from that agency that are literally beside themselves. And you'll see that tonight over things that happened, just like what happened to you. That's so ironic that they're bemoaning what happened to you that happened to others. And now it happens to you within days of the filming, Sharona.
The timing is really incredible. And, you know, I think that this is God inspired. I think that we're in a place in our family anywhere where we have just really cast ourselves and surrendered ourselves to what the Lord is doing. I can't explain it. I can't explain the pushback. I can't explain being a target for an organization that typically takes down the cartel, human trafficking, prostitution. I can't explain being a suburban housewife and having my door bashed in and my stuff taken, my children traumatized. And it's not the country that I thought I was living in. So I am encouraged by your work. And I'm especially encouraged by the millions of Americans that I know are going to be motivated and activated from seeing if this can happen to me, they'll come for you too.
Absolutely, they will. And Sharona, I'm sure our audience is asking themselves, and hoping I will ask you, why did they say they were there? Why did they say they needed to break down your door? Why did they need to handcuff you for up to 30 minutes, you said? Why were they there? What were they looking for? What do the papers say? Do you have the papers? Do you have the search warrant? What does it say?
I do. I have the search warrant. Right there. The search warrant states that they were here for cyber. Hang on just 1 second. I want to read it correctly.
There's no hurry.
So it says that they were here related to violations of intentional damage to a protected computer. I have no contact with a computer. Wire fraud. They couldn't explain to me what that even meant. Conspiracy to cause intentional damage to a protected computer and or commit wire fraud. Again, they couldn't explain that to me. Conspiracy to commit wire fraud. They couldn't explain that to me. And then they included the other people that they are investigating, including Clerk Tina Peters. This is because I will tell you why they were at my home. They were at my home to intimidate me, to bring fear to my family, to shut me up because I am actively utilizing my First Amendment right to defend and be an advocate for Clerk Tina Peters from Mesa County, who is the only elected official in America who has evidence, hard evidence, of the interference that the Secretary of State of Colorado and Dominion have done in our election. They did in fact delete election logs, 29,000 election logs in Mesa County, which is a federal offense as well as a state offense, and they'll never be held accountable. Because they're running Colorado. And instead, they'll turn the tables and they'll criminalize this elected official, the only one in America who has done everything within her power to stand up for her people and protect their vote. So I've been a very loud voice. And it occurs to me that people watching might think, well, Sharona, why don't you just shut your mouth and just be there with your family and just take care of your kids? That's exactly what they're hoping you'll think. That's exactly what the district attorney of Mesa County is hoping you will do and you'll think. But you know what? We have this incredible document called the Constitution, which says I can open my mouth and I can say whatever I want to say. I can defend whoever I want to defend. And that is not criminal, no matter how this illegitimate regime is framing it, because this is now a federal investigation. Homeland Security is involved. This literally is about words. This is about what you say and their desire to shut you down and keep you from saying it. And I can't reiterate enough how much I've made myself available. I've done briefings with elected officials and law enforcement in Mesa County, made myself completely transparent to them. And yet they chose to come to my home in this fashion, bust my door down, handcuff me, terrorize my kids, manhandle my daughter, and scare my family. This is how they chose to do it. Why? Intimidation.
Absolutely. And when I asked one of these FBI agents, as you'll hear, Brian Shepard, who was on an FBI SWAT team, about this, why they're doing these things, I said, is it intimidation? He says, absolutely. Absolutely. Twice he uses the word absolutely. He becomes emotional. He says, we would have walked away. We would have never, ever done this kind of thing with nonviolent people. These are not drug dealers. These are not cartel. These are not, you know, people with criminal, violent past. And then to have CNN in tow, as they did with Roger Stone, he said, we would have never done that. We would have cleared the street. Local police would have blocked off the street. We would have not carried out the action until the press was out of the way and not there. The way they're doing this on purpose to film things, to make a show of things, he agreed was for intimidation. Sharona, they took your phone. They took other devices. The reality is, did you ever have access to any voting machines? Have you ever had access to any of these voting machines?
No, of course not. And they know that. Yeah, they're fully aware that, I mean, I am just a voice. I'm an advocate. And I guess we must be effective is what I can garner from all of this. We must be reaching people. We must be making a difference. I know that our grassroots organizations, these amazing people, patriots on the ground, are just, they're not going to back down. They're not going to stop. They're going to go until they get the truth because they love this country. We love our children. We want a future for them. And so, no, we're not going to stop. And I think it's really compelling also to note what you said. In times past, they never would have done this. They never would have moved forward on this. But the culture in America right now is one that is pushing a progressive narrative of communism. You cannot speak. You cannot say anything contrary to the government. You cannot have a different opinion publicly. Now, you can stay in your home and hide away and talk about it amongst yourselves, but you dare not come out publicly. Whether it's, you know, saying Rittenhouse and having your account deleted on Facebook, or in this case, saying Clerk Tina Peters did her job and she proved the fraud. And then in that case, they'll just send the FBI to your door. And for God's sake, don't you ever testify at a school board meeting. Because according to this regime, you are in fact a domestic terrorist.
And you had lots of successful victories, you had successful campaigns in regards to school board elections. Did I hear you say that in this hour or the last hour?
Yeah, we had an extraordinary victory in Colorado. We flipped 9 school board districts. We had multiple conservative candidates get on liberal boards. The people of Colorado are not leftist, liberal, Soros, progressive. That's not who we are. We're the Wild West here. We love our kids. We're ranchers and farmers. I mean, our Latino community is very solid family group. We're conservatives in this state. And so this last election, all eyes were on the machine. All eyes were on the clerks and the recorders, making sure that things were going right. And I don't want to mention too much about El Paso County, but I want that to be on all of your conservative writers in their brains, because what happened in El Paso County was another attempt to steal an election by the Secretary of State here in Colorado. But we had incredible successes. In my own backyard right here, we had a huge victory and flipped our board.
And did your superintendent or anyone, I can't remember, it was last hour, if you've already mentioned it at this hour, I apologize. Did your superintendent or anything contact any of the federal authorities or anything concerning you parents at the school board meetings?
Yeah, we were informed at a school board meeting that our superintendent here in RE2 had actually contacted the FBI saying that they had threats against them, which we don't believe is true from our parent group at all. These parents, and myself included, do not want our children being abused at school. And they're not going to be abused in exchange for a publicly funded, taxpayer-funded education. We're just not going to allow it anymore. And for that reason, they did, in fact, reach out to the FBI.
And then as we get ready to conclude here, you're obviously now going to have to hire attorneys, and your family is going to have that burden. And I'm sure that people will support you. Mike has mentioned something in the last hour. But again, here is part of the intimidation. You don't want this to happen to you. Nobody wants their door busted down by the FBI. And now you are looking at these charges, which are just sound so stupid. But now you've got to go spend your family's income on an attorney, correct?
Yeah, that is going to be a fact of our lives. And Brandon, if I can just, there are so many people that reach out to us at America's Mom, and they say, what do I do about this? And I say, you're going to have to find a lawyer. You've got to set a legal precedent. And they say, well, I didn't want to go that route. I don't want to go that route either. I didn't want to go that route. And I have to say, it's not as difficult as I thought it was going to be. It's not as hard and horrible as I thought it was going to be. We're in a battle. The war started after this fake election of 2020. And some of us are just now realizing the battle we're in when we can't even speak up for our own kids anymore. And so for that reason, I just implore the people listening to your show and Americans across this great country, you're going to have to do the hard. You're going to have to dig deep and be courageous. Your children deserve it. This country is the shining light in this entire world. Some people come for hope and for freedom. And if you don't do what it takes in order to defend that freedom, then you're as guilty as anyone else of losing it. And I'm just not willing to do that. So whatever it takes, they certainly planned to intimidate us and our family and our friends and our incredible people that work with us. But it has had the adverse reaction. We're doubling down.
Do you have a website that you want to promote where people could help you?
Absolutely. You can always go to americasmom.net. We'd love to hear from you. And I don't really know what it looks like yet on costs and expenses and all of that. I'm sure we'll keep you guys up to date on that. But follow us there. And I appreciate you, Brandon, so much and what you do. You speak the truth. You tell the truth. You bring the people together. We've got to stick together. And we can't allow these thugs to create fear and intimidation in us, and especially us mothers. I mean, who would have thought? Brandon, did you think you'd ever see the day that this would happen?
No. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've written and studied and wrote a lot and done TV and radio and books on communism and communist revolutions, and people that are regulars to this show know I have written for decades about communism. My second book I wrote in 1995, I warned about communist social credit scores coming to America. I warned that America was moving toward corporate fascism, big government and big business merging together. I've been mocked for many years for talking about communism. People say, don't you know the Berlin Wall fell? Why are you talking about communism? Now everybody sees what I was writing about. But even as someone that was writing and warning about it, it is hard to wrap your mind around these things happening to people like you. Okay, I could see them coming after someone like me or Mike Lindell and others that have big conservative platforms, but to come after a mom who runs a mom's group, who's working at the school board level and the local election level, to bust your door down and to cuff you, I would think at least that these people would have enough common sense to know that this is not going to play well from a PR position, much less this is totally unprecedented for the agency and their years of how they conducted themselves, as we're about to hear from these four retired FBI agents. So even for someone who has studied this and warned about these things happening, the way they're doing it and who they're doing it to and how fast it's moving, maybe that's the best thing I can say. I never anticipated it to move this fast.
Well, you know, you've read the story of the Spartan mothers, right?
No.
Oh, well, only the Spartan mothers could raise Spartan men. And we're in a time right now, you know, the Spartan men were the greatest warriors. They were the greatest weapons of their time. And it required really strong moms, really strong and courageous moms. And, we're at that time again. We've got to have strong, courageous mothers who dig their heels in and will not back down. And I believe, and I have believed for some time, that You know, our men need to be able to fight and do what they do. And the women, us mothers, we've got to stand in the gap for now until it's your turn. Until it's your turn, if it should come to that, we've got to do the battling here at home. The local level is so important, as we saw throughout COVID. What's happening in your own backyard is so critical. And you as an individual, and especially, like I said, I've watched our moms take on unbelievable odds. I mean, you look at, I mean, even the Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, a mother fighting for the future for her boys, and look what she managed to pull off. That's the kind of strength we have in my hometown. That's the kind of strength we have in Colorado, and we're not going to let these people win, and we're certainly going to go down quietly.
And Sharona, you reach out to us 24/7. You need to come back on, give an update, mention where people can help financially. You come here. We will help you. I want people to get a pen and paper. I want them to write down your website address one more time. Will you give that, please?
Yes, americasmom.net.
Americasmom.net.
Yes, sir.
And let's not forget that the Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold there in Colorado, is reportedly tied to George Soros of Open Society, who told 60 Minutes that he went around with his Nazi handler as a kid, I think about 14 years of age, and helped confiscate the property of the Jews and didn't feel bad about it. I mean, that's what I watched him say on 60 Minutes. You've seen that too, probably, right?
Yep, absolutely. I've done the research as well, and you did a great job last Thursday talking about this and drawing the parallels and all the lines. You know, Jenna Griswold also chairs the Secretary of State Democrat board for the nation. She's in charge, and she's setting incredible precedents for other secretaries of state throughout this nation to do exactly what she's done, which is to remove an elected clerk from her position and actively pursue criminal charges, civil charges, do all these things that has never been done before by any secretary of state. And what's sad most to me is the elected officials, Republican elected officials, who are not only allowing her to do it, but supporting her and advancing her agenda for her. And so the only thing that can push back on that is we.
Sharona, did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You know what's interesting, Sharona, is I talked to someone today who is going through a very difficult time like you are. They want to come on the broadcast and talk. And everybody has to do what they believe is right and what their legal counsel tells them. And the individual wants to come on soon and hopefully will. But right now, legal counsel is not wanting them to appear. What's so ironic is this happened to you yesterday. You're already here. You're talking and you have no legal counsel sitting next to you telling you don't answer that, don't answer that, don't answer that. I guess what I'm trying to say is you when you say you're not backing down, you're not. You're not even letting a legal counsel control you that you're hearing what you're saying.
I've been around enough at this point to recognize that if you shut up and sit down, the left has everything. They have the media, they have the money, they now have the law enforcement and the federal government. They can throw everything at you and ruin and destroy your life in an instant. And I'm just not willing to let that happen. I need to fight harder for myself than anyone else ever will. And I need to be able to speak up and say what happened before someone else gets an opportunity to twist this story up into something that is false. I will not let that happen. My family is everything to me. And I'm just not willing to let that happen. I'm not gonna let this narrative of the left get away from me. There's already been articles printed today that are nonsense and don't make any sense. So I really feel it's important that I'm able to share exactly what happened in the way that it happened and defend my family. I can't say much more about that than that, but it is really important to me. I have spoken out about what I believe in. I've spoken up for what I believe in. And there is nothing criminal about that. And so I'm not going to go quietly.
Well, and Sharona, we want to use this platform for people like you. Like I said, one of Leo Holman is watching. He's taking notes. Annie is grabbing the clips. We will put this in articles. We will put these clips, this full interview up embedded in that article. We will zip this all over. We will get this to Gateway Pundit. We will get this to every conservative outlet we know, the Daily Liberty, J.D. Rucker, every conservative guy we know, we will send this to and say, alert the American people to what has just happened. This is unacceptable. And I go back to what I said, and I'll close with this. I believe you are the first mom. You run an organization that mentions mom in it. You went to the school board meetings. You've elected people to the school board. You've confronted them over critical race theory, mask mandates. And I believe you are the first mom to be the subject of the intimidation by the Justice Department and FBI, as they said they were going to do. And I believe now that the American people realize that was not just intimidation on paper, but now is literally intimidation by knocking your door down and cuffing you and manhandling your kids, I believe this is not going to be something that's received well by the American people. And I think there should be a full congressional investigation and the purse strings of these agencies in Washington. There needs to be something that happens. And they may have just made a big, big mistake messing with Sharona. But we're going to use our platform to help you all we can. You're welcome back here at 24/7 whenever you need to put your story out, to get above the lies and the propaganda. And all I can say is I wish we had millions and millions of people that have your guts and courage and your articulation.
Well, thank you for that. And I really just pray for our country, pray for our mothers, for our citizens, our individuals. They've got to stand up. They've got to find a way to find their voice and say what's happening. You see it all the time. People want to tell you what's going on, but that's not good enough. They've got to come forward. They've got to tell their story, and they've got to alert the public as to what is going on with them and in their sphere, whatever it may be. There's so many different realms here. It's not just my world, the medical world, our law enforcement. Everyone has a story right now that they should be telling. But they just haven't been cuffed and had their door bashed in yet. I wouldn't wait for that. I would just start telling the truth now.
Wow. All right, Sharona, thank you again. And we'll ask our audience to pray for you, support you, go to your website. Give that website one more time before we go.
Yes, please find us at americasmom.net. Thank you guys so much. And we cover your prayers. And I just appreciate you. We're not defeated. We're excited. We're in the fight. We always were. And we're going to continue to stand with you guys as well. And I just pray that the Secretary of, or the Supreme Court of the United States, that they come through for the American public.
Thank you, Sharona.